Okay. Anyway, so yes. So Rashi, I don't know if you can tell from Rashi's lashon. Rashi, I don't see I can tell. It was pointed out there, Rabbeinu Gershon. That was, I think, Rabbeinu pointed out. Someone pointed out. I think it was Rabbeinu that Rabbeinu Gershon says they were in two different places, right? I think so.
I mean, the big kasha is, how could they destroy one shul and not have it according to both svaras?
Right, right. I see it. So the Taisus is saying, yes. In other words, the Taisus, the problem with the Gemara is, the problem with Taisus is that the Gemara brings Rav Chisda, that you can't do it, and they give two different shinas, and then immediately afterwards, it brings this Maisa. The Parshat Shat, this Maisa is not coming to argue, because then the next Gemara, after this, is assuming it's Aser, because the shinas, is this Mutter, is that Mutter?
That's good for Taisus, bothering Taisus.
Yeah, that's what's bothering Taisus. So obviously, their Mamemar and my sutra are not arguing. So the shayla is, what was the heter in their case?
Well, how does Taisus know it's not arguing?
Because it's not mashma in the lashon of the Gemara. Because besides that, it would be daichik. The Gemara brings the Mamemar sutra, and then the very next line it brings Amalei Ravina Ravashi, Gavi Zuzi Machi. So Ravina Ravashi are obviously assuming it's usher. So then the flow of the Gemara would be very strange. They bring Rav Chisda that it's Aser. Then they bring Amemar Umar Zutra arguing without telling us that they're arguing. And then they go back to Ravashi and Ravina Ravashi, who are all agreeing with the first opinion without telling us that we're switching.
Maybe they hold up the Ikadamri of Tsuluye.
Wait, 1 second. That means that they're not arguing.
No, I'm saying they're arguing to Mana. I'm saying, first of all, maybe it's another Shita. And even if Rebbe wants to say that, it doesn't.
Okay, wait. So one at a time. So you said, if to say that we're arguing, and they, B'chlal, don't hold the Rav Chisda, does not fit into the flow of the Gemara. Okay, that we see. So therefore, okay, now to say that they're going like one of the Ik of the Amres, okay, that's a possibility. Obviously, can't say that can't be because we know that the Rush Kufa says that.
Right, he says the whole like Soye, the first one.
They quote them, or Shaw quotes or whatever, yeah. So yeah. Obviously, I can't say that can't be, but it's definitely a Daichik because it doesn't say that in the Gemara.
But so also, wouldn't we want to fit them into both Shitas? I'm just saying right away.
We want to fit them into both Shitas. Yes, that's what we're saying. Parship Shat. Taisus is thinking about the Boshitas. I just say that, and saying you asked that, how do you know? So I'm saying to say that they argue, that sounds like an impossibility. To say that they go like one Shita, you can't say that's impossible, Haraya, because the Rush Kufa says it, but it is slightly daitic. So it's understandable that Taisus doesn't want to say that. So the problem that Taisus is dealing with is, why is it mutter? So apparently, Taibis had two ways of understanding the Gemara, the case. The first, his assumption beginning is that the two shuls are in the same, that it's the same location, and they knock one down to build the other one on the same location. And the second shot is that there are two different locations, and when they're knocking it down, they're not knocking it down to build the other one, they're knocking it down to do renovations in itself. In other words, when they knock down, in the first lashon, they're knocking down the winter shul to build the summer shul. In the second lashon, they're knocking down the winter shul to fix up the winter shul to build it better.
In the first lashon, where there'll be one shul, they wouldn't fit in with the tzuliya either, right?
What? Okay, it doesn't work. We're not working. Taivis has a problem with both the shul. We're just discussing the case. So Taisus says, let's read Taisus again.
Bekaita.
Have kemo ikatiyu of ishari. So Taisus is saying that assuming it's in one place, so it's very simple why it's mutter. It's mutter because there's a heter of a tiyua. Tiyua means if there's something wrong with the shul, so it's mutter. There's a reason why you're not just knocking it down because you want to make it more beautiful. You want to make it nicer here. The yeshiva here knocked down our base medrash. because they want to fancy it up, because they want to make a marble floors, you know, whatever it is, I don't know what they want to do. So that already is debatable. I know it's a good thing they did it before I learned this Gemara. But if you're doing it because there's something actually wrong with it, that's tiyua. So tiyua doesn't mean it can't be functional. It's not good. So here, the summer shul in the winter and the winter shul in the summer is not really functional.
It's not kimo. It's just like, it's not exactly the same thing as a building that doesn't have sound structure.
Right, but it's the same lumdus. It's the same lumdus that you're allowed to knock down a shul with a tiyua. So there's something wrong with it. So that's easy. So if it's in the same place, so then it's simple. You're knocking down the summer shul to get the winter shul. You're knocking down the winter shul to get the summer shul. So that's pashut. Bim shtei batei kliyos. This is why you b'shei mekaymes shel kaita v'sel shusus. I read you go to the chazi beit yua. So Tzaymi says, but if it's in two different places, so then it's fair. How you allowed to knock them down? You have a perfectly good summer shul.
There should be no problem.
Oh, so that's a question. So it's, are you making a statement or you're asking a question?
It depends how we want to take it. We want to say that Tosa is asking Bain, you know, either Shita, so then the Chaira, you know, according to one Shita, it's not a Kasha. Unless we say that Tosa is committing.
So I'm just curious. I'm just, why should I? Now there's a question. Is it Shver or just you're making a... I'm just trying to put you on the spot.
No, if Tosfos is committing to the Manda Amar Mishum Pshusa, so then it's okay. He's not asking a question according to Manda Amar Tzeluyah, because according to Manda Amar Tzeluyah, it's not a problem. But if we want to keep Tosfos, you know, that he could go according to both, then I have a kasha. What's Tosfos kasha according to Manda Amar Tzeluyah?
Okay, in other words, the simple reading would be that Tosfos assumes that the Gemara is going according to both. And his problem is only in the Manda Amar of Shiusa. He's giving an answer only for that Manda Amar. Right. That's not so nice, because Tosfos doesn't say that. In other words, Tosfos just says, I read the Chazi Beit Yua. He doesn't say, according to one day, you have to say, I read the Chazi Beit Yua. You have to say that Tavis is going only in the Manda Amar Pshiusa. Why should Tavis do that? It's weird as well. In other words, why all of a sudden it's 2 days in the Gemara? Why should Tavis, without telling us, go in the Manda Amar Pshiusa?
Well, the maskana of the Gemara seems to be going with Pshiusa.
So you say that since Tavis looked at the maskana, and he saw the maskana is going in Pshiusa, so therefore he's assuming Pshiusa without telling you, even though I am assuming there are Rishonim who don't agree with that, but okay. But that just is assuming. All right, so that sounds like, what did you say?
I don't understand the second teretz of Tosfos. He says he found it to you. Why? Just say that it was alternate. During the summer, they rebuilt the winter, and during the winter, they rebuilt the summer house.
How are you allowed to do that? You're not allowed to knock
down. Why? You have a shul. You're using one shul.
Pishiusa. We're afraid. Way Rashi learned Pishiusa for sure was that the low bun achriti, which means sounds like they'll never get around to build it. And we don't want you napping building another shul. That's a pashup shot. Pashup shot is the Gemara says, Amandamar Mishim Pishiusa. Is even though you have another place to daven, that's where the nafkamin is.
Okay, so Sandy's right. It's only Lagavi Mandar Mepshius as a problem, right?
Right, that's what Sandy's saying.
And that's why Tosfos have to say Tiyua.
Right, that's what Sandy's saying. In other words,
is it possible in both Mandar?
A place to daven is no problem. They have a place to daven.
Right, what?
Is it possible that that would call for what Sandy's saying, but it's the kashas are on both Mandar, even if you hold Saluya? In the winter, you can't really daven in the summer shul. So if it's more than a 6-month detour, the delay.
No, they alternated. No, they alternated.
They alternated by season.
In other words, you're saying that even the Mandamar Sli doesn't mean because he agreed that there's it takes time to build a shul. Yeah, that's what I would assume too. Yeah, so and then what? In other words, so what, why you say that? He's saying the teretz also could be then in everyone. In other words, right? In other words,
tluyo means temporary. Pshiyuso means permanent. So even the mando matzluye, not so pasha to dismantle the winter shul in the summer to rebuild it for the winter. Because if you get delayed or whatever happens, when it comes to winter, you have no place to daven. You can't daven in the summer shul in the winter.
But they were never choshesh to some kind of choose or like that. They were just choshesh. It's supposed to take 2 months. Yeah, during those 2 months, where are we going to daven? It doesn't look like they're choshesh, you know, to choose so that it's going to go right. A whole year. And obviously, it says that they built this one during this period of time and this one during this period of time. So it's something that could have been built during that, you know, 6 months, 3 months, whatever it was.
If you put numbers on it, like 2 months, 3 months, which is less than the size of two seasons, then you're correct. But if you learn Sluya, there's not giving months. Maybe in those days it took 3 years to build a shul. I don't know. So Sluya could mean it's just temporary as opposed to Pshiyuso means you're never going to rebuild it. Sluya means whatever the period of typical construction means where you're dabbling in the meantime. So if that's how you learn, then if you're taking apart the winter shul in the summer with the intention by the time the summer ends, I'll be back up and running again. What if that doesn't work? And now that coming winter, you have no place to daven. Maybe the next winter you'll be finished. Or 2 winters.
Is that already Pshiyuso? Because definitely their intention.
Pshiyuso means permanent.
What's that?
I thought Pshiyuso means project is over. No more shul, no more campaign.
Weren't sure about that.
Right. Well, we weren't sure whether it's caused by Pshiyo or Oinus, but the bottom line is I thought Pshiyo means project is over. Why was last night's discussion? And Sluya, I thought meant whatever temporary time it'll be during the construction process. How long is construction? Whatever you think, times five.
Hey, but Sandy does have a point that the Pasha Mashmos is Mashma, that they were under the impression that the shul would be finished in time. Not that it was going to have a time that there'll be no shul. That they're doing it in the other season, and it'll be ready in time. So we never saw that the Manda Omar of Suye is nervous about a slight, that you might be poshea, even slight amount of time.
And the Rush supports that.
So what would be Taibit, in other words, to say that Taibit's is Kasha was in the Manda Omar of Suye is a problem, because where does Taibit know that there's any problem in that Manda Omar? He's saying because maybe they'll be delayed. But who said that he holds the problem of delay? He might not be gyres at all together, right? He might only be gyres. You know, he's not gyres long-term shia. So may see that he's gyres short-term shia. Right? That's the question.
He was never concerned about delays. He was assuming that all projects may, you have the right to believe it'll run on time. But during that time, what will you do? So therefore here, there's no kasha because I'm scheduling for the winter, so we're good throughout the winter. Right here.
So you're agreeing that there. So yeah. In other words, there's a. In other words, the chayra, Taisus is kasha. The simple reading in Taisus, it's that Taisus is speaking in everybody. That's definitely the pashtus in Lushan. It's mitzad haLushan. Mitzad haLushan, the fact that Taisus doesn't qualify, speak out. So the simple mashmos is he's speaking to everyone. The problem is that logically, in the mandamar of that the problem is for davening, for saluya, so what's the problem? There's no problem of davening because you have right now a place to daven, and by the time the new season comes, the new shul will be up and running. You also have a place to daven. So you'll never won't have a place for davening. So
you don't have to say Chazu Beit Yehuda according to this.
Right,
you it must have be the Snell Pshiyuso, like Sandy says. That's why I need Chazu Beit Yehuda.
Because why?
Because we're choshish for Pshiyuso.
That means that we're saying in Ron, that Taibis is going only in the Manda Amar of Pshiyuso.
Yeah, I think it's the Maharam's approach also like this.
Right, but that's a slightly daichik. It's a slightly daichik because in
and
the
Lashon. And that argues on the Rush.
Okay, I can say the Rosh says it, but Taivis doesn't.
Yeah, but the Rosh doesn't need Teyua.
Okay, okay, fine. Okay, I hear. Right, that's right. I forgot. Yes, you're right. We're saying so. In other words, we're making a daichik and type. We'll see. We'll look after the Marsha. We'll have to look at the Marsha and have to look at the Marab. But the superficially, it definitely would be better to say that Taivis is speaking in both Ma'adamas. But Lachaira was the kasha in both Ma'adamas. And the Ma'adamar that says, so you have a davening place. So the other way of saying it is that Taivis is speaking only in the Ma'adar Pshiusa, even though it doesn't tell you. Okay, let's keep on reading. But oh, there, another
answer. I'm sorry, Rebbe, but one second. Now, on his answer, so he's saying Chosu Beis Tua. So if it's Chosu Beis Tua, why do they have to do it specifically at that time? If it's Chosu Beis Tua, they can do it whenever they want.
Well, because
they can do the Beisisva, and they can do the Bekaita. There's no obligation then it sounded like they did it because this was the right way to do it. Why is it the right way to do it?
Well, obviously, it makes more sense to do it in the right season when you don't need it. Even if there is a Tua, you know.
But it sounds like they would do it the other way; it would be wrong.
Right. Well, so apparently, you have to say that this Tua is not going to that's kind of verge of collapsing. There's something a crack, but the shul can last. It can maybe last. We don't know when. 5 years, 10 years, 20 years. You know. So you fix it, but you don't have to fix it immediately. So you wait. It's the right thing to do, to wait till it's not needed.
Were they obligated to, or it was just since they had that ability, so they waited? But were they obligated to do that? It sounded
you have the ability, then maybe you're obligated to wait. You know, there's not an emergency. It's like a guy comes ahead and says, I need to go to the doctor. Is it an emergency? No. Can I get off from work to go to the doctor? If not an emergency, go to the doctor during your vacation time. If you're a boss, you say, you know, if it's an emergency, so of course you need an emergency operation. You have to take off a week for an operation. So you got to take off from work. But if a rabbi comes and says, the doctor says, I need this operation, but it can wait till the summer, then we would tell him, take the operation during the summer. You can't be out of yeshiva for about 2 weeks. You know, so that sounds like what's happening here. That Siddha is not an emergency. It's a need, but it's not an emergency. So you're supposed to schedule it where it won't cause a problem. Seems to be a shot. Okay, let's continue. Oh, near it. Another answer. Now, I'm not sure if this is going on the first lashon that they're in the same place or the second lashon in two places. Pashas is going on the second lashon, where it's in two different places. Kivin Jehesha and Beis Knesset Acher. Ein Lachish Lo Yivnezot. So obviously it's going on the second lashon, where there's two different places, because it's otherwise it wouldn't make sense. And he's saying, Kivin Jehesha and Beis Knesset Acher. Ein Lachish Lo Yivnezot. Even the Ma'adamar, it says, Pshiusa is not concerned, because words comes to words. There's another shul. That's against the Gemara. The Gemara says that the Ika Beinai of Ika Dukta Sluya, which means that according to the Madara Pshiusa, Ika Dukta Sluya is not good. It's not good. It's only good according to Madara Pshiusa, Sluya. But according to Madara Pshiusa, we don't care that you have another place to daven. So how can I answer that since you have another place to daven, there's no problem? So he answers, Hainu Shein Beis HaKnesses. When the Gemara said, Ika Beinayu, the Ika Mishum Saluyeh, they meant it's a place to daven, but it's not a shul. So now, okay, very nice, but what's this logic here? We're trying to figure what he's talking about. He's saying, since you have a day of Pshiusa, what's the problem of Pshiusa? What do we care? A Pshiusa might happen. So what? Well, if the problem is you won't have where to daven, you have there to daven. So what's the problem? So he said, no. So in other words, my problem, what I'm struggling with is what are we concerned about if Pshiyusa? What's so terrible if a Pshiyusa would happen? The Pshiyusa, there's two choices. Either then you want to have a place to daven, but then that doesn't make sense because the Gemara says that we have a place to daven. So the Chayra, that's not a problem. Elamai, the problem is that you want you want all the shuls. So then Taifas doesn't make sense. So what do I care that you have another shul? We want the basement. We want a special kedusha. It's not a question of davening. You want the kedusha of a shul.
Isn't there a third possibility that you want this shul to have a shul to daven and not daven in the garage forever?
In other words, that what
we want one shul.
Special, obviously, it's better to daven in a shul than to daven in a garage. So then I still don't get it. So if you hold Saluye,
then a garage is okay.
Why is a garage okay?
Because I'm for a few months I could daven in a garage, and Saluye is not going to risk construction delays.
Okay. But if you hold Shusa, so then it's not right to daven long term in a garage. Okay, it's just very everybody agrees. What you're saying is everybody agrees short term in a garage, we don't care. And everyone would agree that long term in a garage, we do care. So the machlokes is only for a question for Pshia.
Isn't that the partial reading of the Gemara? Before you get to Taisus, how do you read the Gemara?
Before you get to the Gemara, Taisus, before, let's say Taivis said that the Ike, when Taivis thought that the Gerasa was that there's another shul, right? Taivis and his Havamina thought that the Ike Benai was that there's another shul. So, and yet, even though there's another shul, we're still concerned for Pshiyusa. So, according to Taivis, it's Havamina. Why are we concerned for Pshiyusa if there's another shul? Taiva's answer is that since there's another shul, there's no reason to be concerned for Pshiyusa.
But what was which line
are you referring to? So when Taiva asks this line, is he Havmina? Before he answers, Hainu. Taiva learned that line, Pashib Shah, that there's another shul to daven. And therefore he learned that when the Gemara Amar that says Pshiyusa holds that it's Aser, even if there is another shul.
So I thought Taisus was saying
so
that.
I'm trying to understand, and Taisus in his Havamina, that he held that Pshiyusa is Aser even if there's another shul. Why are we concerned? What is the switch between Taisus and Hamaskana? Taisus Maskana holds that if there's another shul, we don't care even for Pshiyusa. And all Kashim lo yiv nizos. So even Pshiyusa is not concerned. What if the Taifas and his Havamina thought that, what?
Taifas and his Havamina thought that even if there's 50 other shuls, we need, or whatever, 49 other shuls, we need number 50. You can't lose a state. You need that shul.
There's a reason. There's two shuls in the city. There's a reason why there's two shuls in the city. There's obviously some need, whether it's too crowded or they don't get along together. Ashkenazi or Sephardi or I don't know.
Rebbe, it's not telling a second shul. That shul is like Milam Bekesh Bein Meridim. We can't have a shul less. It's not Kasha, another shul. It could be that's another shul. That shul itself, the Mahamidi, cannot go away.
Okay, I was saying it's slightly different because there's a need. You're saying, you know, there's no need, just that the shul adds something. Okay, I'm not sure. So time is Amina held that even though there's another shul, if you hold Mishum Shiyusa, we don't want this shul being destroyed. Okay, Saluye means we only care about davening. We don't care if you can daven, you can daven. And Pshiyusa says, we don't want the shul destroyed. Forget about that you have where to daven. That was Taivis's Hamina. Taivis in his Maskana, according to this chat, is changing Shad and Pshiyusa. That even Pshiyusa is agreeing, it's not holding that we want a place that we need this shul. It's that you, we need this shul because you don't have another shul. Except that you have a place to daven, but a shul is very much better than a place to daven. Okay, that's probably pshat. Okay, let's continue so we can see the whole type is. Okay. So even if she uses, is not worried if there's another shul. Another answer. Answer number three. That's answer number three. I don't get that answer. Oh, it's my God, this answer. Machmas korvacham ein lachish. What is that supposed to mean? It says, you say pshiusa. Pshiusa means that maybe you won't build it. But here, you have a hechruch. If you don't build it, you're going to be the korvacham, right? Does that make any sense? Someone want to build in? What do you people say?
Rav Chista never meant that in this scenario because of the fact that even according to Ikeda Amri, right, we it's impossible. It's almost like Ravashi's bed being in the shul by the Tiyua. That's what he did to make sure it's not going
to
happen.
Let's stop to think about it. In the case of the Rav Chista, they only had one shul in the city, right? Now you're going to knock it down. If you don't fix it, you're going to have no shul. That is not enough of a motivation to go ahead and force you to build. So we're worried for Pshusa. Maybe the guy won't build and they won't have a shul. But here, if he doesn't build, he'll be Kor V'chaim.
I think it's a Musa Shmuz. A guy will daven v'yichidus. A guy will daven in a basement for years and years. But in this particular case, I'm not going to daven at home. I'm going to have to daven in that freezing cold shul. Yeah, I'm not willing to daven in that freezing cold shul. I will do anything that I can. Now, I'm not going to go to my basement b'yichidus. I'm not going to go to my garage b'yichidus. Yeah, I'm going to do everything possible to get that warm and hot shul.
Okay, I don't know. It's definitely a musa shmuz. The shaila is where the type says musa shmuzin. That's the shaila, right? Right. In other words, it's a very funny thing because when there's in Rav Chisda's case, you're going to die. You don't have any shul, and you're ready. That doesn't motivate you. You'll just stay home. So now Kor V'chaim, you can also stay home. So Sandy's saying like this. Sandy's saying that he can't stay home because he feels guilty because part they're having, people are being Meister Neves to daven in that hot shul, you know, in the out in season. So I can't stay home. If no one's davening in shul, so I can stay home. So it doesn't bother me. I stay home. So there's no shul. But if there's a different shul, so they're going to end up making a minyan there, and it's not comfortable, and then I can't stand. So then, right, okay, that's definitely a pshat. It's a chiddush tikkun pshat, no?
I can be made minisayon that it's true. During COVID, you know, to daven at home was perfectly fine, but when my friends wanted to put a minyan together in a basement in the country without heat, yeah, I started kvetching, and we did a whole arrangement to bring your heaters over there. You know, without heaters, I said, I'm not making a minion. So, you know, I don't know if everybody's like me, but.
Okay, so the question is, what's the message? Okay.
Is this parrots in two shuls or one shul, Rebbe?
What?
Is this parrots in two shuls or one shul?
How about two shuls? They have two shuls. And we have two shuls in two different places.
Maybe that's why.
China is. Are you allowed to knock down one shul? How were they allowed to knock down one shul? They should be afraid of Pshiusa that they won't build it. So Taivis answer, Taivis has three answers. First answer is
in one shul, this be this answer also. If this what? Is one shul, in one shul,
one shul, this answer doesn't work. No, we're in this answer. We're getting the answer two shul because the answer before is Kim Yeshua Beitzes is Acher. So we're obviously going in the day that there are two shuls.
Maybe it's a good enough svar for one shul.
I don't know. We're going in the day of two, because the answer right before was Kivin the Yeshua Beis Knesses Acher. So the answer before was obviously going with the assumption that there are two shuls. So the flow of Taisus is obviously, he's continuing. He's giving another answer to the same question. So you see from before that he was answering the question of two shuls. So he's obviously sticking with that question. So again, Taisus asks a kasha, if it's two shul, if it's one shul, there's no problem. Everything's simple. That itself is called a tiyua. Answer, no problem. Everything's finished. The problem is if it's two shuls, then it becomes difficult. So now Taisus has three answers so far. One answer is you have to make it a kimta that was a tiyua, which is obviously daichik because the Gemara doesn't say that, a kimta. Answer number two. But since they have another place to daven, so it's not so terrible, which is against the pashas of the Mai Benayu.
And he uses Tiyua again.
Taisus says, what?
And he's using Tiyua.
Where's he using? Where's he? No, the second answer wasn't using Tiyua.
No, that's what Old Nira is, the third answer.
I don't know. I'm sorry. So the first answer, I'm in the second of Kimta.
Right. The first answer,
that's answer number one. Right. I think
that's 1B.
That's okay. In the second of Kimta, he has so far three answers. The first answer in the second of Kimta is it is a Tiyua. The second answer, which is Daichik, because you're making it a Kimta. The second answer is because there's another shul, which is daichik because that's against the Ika Binayu in the Gemara. So Taisus has a way to get out. And now we have a third answer that since it's Kor V'Chaim, Ein Lach Hashem Yivshu. Okay, so that to me that's a very strange answer because, but okay, except they have Sandy Musar Shmuz that there's no shul at all. Then he's not motivated. But if the shul is too hot, so then just don't go. No, not once there's a shul, then I'm not going to not go. But I'm going to have to be too hot, and then I'm going to be motivated. I would like someone to say that, but I hear the psychology. The guy can't not go if there's a shul, and then it's uncomfortable, so then he's motivated. Okay.
But in this third answer, we're going. Tais is going back to his havamina that he needs the actual shul up, right?
Back to his Avina that even if there's another shul, we don't care. We need both shuls.
Yes. Is this considered two shuls or one shul? In other words, is this considered that they have two shuls and they have to have two shuls? Well, this is
they have shul. To have two shuls. We can't be down a shul. So you have to be, in other words, that was how he's learned the Gemara's Ika de Amre, that we can't be down a shul. So he's saying that we're not going to be down a shul because we're not worried for pshiyusa.
I think this considered this these two shuls, is that considered one shul? Because if I have one shul,
two shuls, that's two different places.
6 months here, right? Is that considered two shuls or is that considered one shul?
Considered two shuls. It's in two different locations. So it's like two shuls, except you're only davening in each one 6 months, but it's like in two different locations. So the answer number two is since I have another shul. It is no problem. And answer number three is that there's something that's going to motivate you not to be poshea, because psychologically you don't want to sit in a hot shul. So then just don't go to shul at all, right? Which is what you're going to do in Rav Chisda's case. So Sandy is saying, hey, Musar Shmuz, that if there's no shul at all, so you stay home and fine, Shema Yisrael, I'm not motivated. But if there's a hot shul, then you can't stay home because how can I stay home when there's a shul? So you have to go. Once I have to go to hot shuls, I'm going to be motivated to build a cool shul, right? That's what you're saying. Okay, I'd like to see if someone says that. Okay, let's just finish Taisus and then we'll look at the, we have a chance. I'd like to look at the Marsha. Bye. Nachmas kor v'chom enoch shema yivsha. Right, this is good about what we were saying yesterday, that the Magen Avraham said that there are cases that there's no shash pshia. I mean, that's what we said, that the Magen Avraham was bothered by why did the Gemara make a nafkamina that the so he said because it's lav davka pshia, but it's hua din oines. I'm not sure if Taisis, the Chayre Taisis is not agreeing with that, no? Because Taisis's answer, especially if you're with Sandy's psychology, is that machma is kor b'chaim lo yo'ach Hashem yivshanu, because it's a motivator. But if you learn like we read in Rashi, you know, the Magen Avraham shot in Rashi, you know, we wanted to read it, that it's dapshia, it's pshia alone or oines alone, right? Then taivis would not work out, right? Because according to us, it's so good you got rid of the no pshia, but there's still a possibility of oines. So what if it's kor v'chaim? So kor v'chaim means you won't be posheya, but you still have to worry about oines, right? So this would be a raya. This is very nice. That this would be a raya that Taisis doesn't hold of the Magen Avraham. Either he doesn't hold of the Magen, or it doesn't mean either, you know, he might just because the Gemara said Pshiusa. It could still mean that Taisis read Rashi like us. It's not a raya to the Sam Sofer. Just he could to be Taisis according to the Magen Avraham. If we're right in the reading of the Magen Avraham in Rashi, then Taisis is arguing. In other words, Taisis says, Taisis clearly is holding that we're only concerned with Pshia. And therefore, if you get rid of Pshia, there's no problem. According to the Stav Sofer, that would be true even in Rashi also, because it's a two-step process. So the end is Pshia. But according to us, according to what I wanted to say in the Magen Avraham, it's pretty much clear in the Magen Avraham, the Stav Sofer himself said that, trying the Magen Avraham, that the Magen Avraham holds that just like the Maldarab Shiusa is also Choshesh for Ines, so then Taisus's answer would not work out according to the Magen Avraham.
Rebbe the Gemara Menei
Beis. The Magen Avraham would say, I'm not a Taisus.
Rebbe the Gemara Menei Beis asks later on when it comes to Ravina Ravashi, and the Gemara says, Yahachi, even if you have a new shul, and the Gemara gives an answer that if you have a new shul, we're not even worried about Pidyon Shulim, which is Ines. We're not worried about Ines. Right, so over here I have
a shul already,
right?
Sam Sofer and the Sam Sofer learned that the Oines, they learned in Rashi, that the Oines is only temporary. The Oines only causes a temporary delay, causes you to spend the money. But now you still need Pshia. That's how they learned, that that's a two-step process.
The Oines, in that case, Rebbe.
What?
Rebbe, if there's a brand new shul, even if they didn't daven, there's no chance of oinus, right? The Gemara says there is no oinus.
No.
The Gemara says, Rivi Yiravashi says, Ihachi, even if you build a new shul, but you don't daven in it yet, do I have to be concerned about oinus? The Gemara says, no. In that case, even though we didn't daven yet, we do not have to be concerned about oinus.
You don't have to be concerned about oinus for the shul that was built already, but you have to be concerned about oinus for the shul that wasn't built yet.
Another question, if so, that I shouldn't take down the old one. Ihachi, then Rashi says I shouldn't take down the old one.
You don't have to be concerned for Ines. Again, I'll say it again. The Gemara is saying that you don't have to be concerned for Ines for a shul that's built because people don't sell their houses. But we're talking about the shul that's not built. We're discussing here the shul
I'm saying over here they're doing renovations. It's clearly there's a shul up. We're just saying that it's temporary.
A shul up and a different shul that's up. But we're discussing this shul that you're destroying. This shul is not up. This shul is down. You're knocking down this shul to redo it. So you have to worry about Ines. This is a shul you're knocking down. For sure you have
nobody's
to worry
selling.
About
I'm just trying to say that there's nobody selling because we always have another shul, a shtickel shul, because the Kar V'Chaim, whatever that svar is, a Kar V'Chaim, it's as if it's a new shul there because you always have that motivation.
I do not follow. I don't follow. We're worried about Ines for this shul. You're going to be Ines in this shul, and then you won't build this shul. That's a very good. The other shul, you get up with that shul. The Taivis holds now, we want both shuls. Ines is going to make, you won't build this shul. So therefore, saying they're just pointing out that according to the Magen Avraham, Taivis' answer would not work out, which is very good. It makes it very nice. You know, at least what we were saying is that the way the way we were saying it, it makes it very nice that Gufa, the Pashas in the Gemara is Mishum Pshiusa and not Ines. there would be a nafkamina like something like Tavis's example, where there's no shash pshia. There is obviously cases where there's no possibility of pshiyusa, like Tavis's example, or maybe there are other examples, whatever, where there's no possibility of pshiyusa. The Bach claims he has an example. The Magen Avraham didn't like his example, but you see Tavis has a different example. So there are cases where there's no possibility of pshiyusa. Therefore, like Rafi said yesterday, in the simple reading of the Gemara, there's a tremendous kasha. Why did the Gemara say that's a nafkamina? That would be a nafkamina in a case where there's no shash ines. So therefore, Rashi has to say that that ain't a chinami, that the she's also holds of ines. That works out very nicely. And Rashi, according to the way we learn the Magen Avraham, Rashi is saying a tremendous chiddush. He's mamish arguing with Tosfos. Right? That's a real, you know, there's a real chashuv of Rashi that he's telling you a chiddush. He's arguing with Tosfos. Okay, then let's go further a little bit. I want to finish Tosfos and maybe get to the Rashi still yet. Okay, va'ayin mak maskor v'chaim ein lachas shema yivshenu. Okay, this man gadol kol kach ein lachas. Okay, so this is also Pasha's arguing with Rashi, because Rashi seemed to say that the problem is that you won't go to the shul, but oh, bono achwini. So he's learning that, of course, you'll build it, just you won't build it long term. But eventually you'll build it. So I still don't really get the point. So now the Amar that says Slusa is not worried long term, just while you're building. And the Manda Omar of Shiusa is concerned with this man Gado. And they're very, very, very unclear, because even the Manda Omar at Sluye, there's an amount of time that you're taking to build. So the Manda Omar at Sluye is concerned with the amount of time it takes to build. You want to wear a davit. The Madar Pshiyusa says, nah, I'm not worried about that. You know what? I'm worried that there's a Pshiyusa. Well, but I agree, it won't be a Pshiyusa. 6 months of Pshiyusa with the building, that's too much, right? So how long did it take to build a shul? You know, it's a little, you know, it's a funny thing. You know, there's the Chayra. I mean, and I can just say by us, it takes at least a year to build anything.
Yeah, but you see from Tosfos, from the first Mahalach of Tosfos, yeah, there was one shul. Apparently, it took them like 1 week at the end of the season to knock it down and build it. 1 week, 2 weeks. You know, it wasn't like what it is nowadays.
Yeah, okay, I don't know. Another, that's what something like that. Another, so the Madamar Tzuluyeh is worried about the very short amount of time. The Madamar of Shiusa is concerned there'll be a big amount of time. But not a long time, 6 months. Of course, it won't be.
Maybe 2 years is also a long time. If it takes a long time, I don't understand how we know that.
Davis is apparently learning. It's very a little bit chaser in the Gemara. So Luye doesn't hold that there's a pshia. So what's Luye worried about? That it takes some amount of time while you build the shul.
Maybe
in that interim. You know, whether it's a week, 2 weeks, a day, you don't have a shul to daven. Even if you have another shul, we want this shul. There's a reason why we have this shul, whatever it is, we want this shul. So during those 2 weeks, we won't have this shul. The Ma'adamar says, Pshiusa says, I wouldn't be concerned. It was only 2 weeks. Let's say it takes 2 weeks to build a shul. If it was only 2 weeks, we wouldn't be worried. But we're worried that there might be a Pshiusa, and it'll be much more than 2 weeks.
Where's Rabbi see time frame?
Because Tavis here at the end says that if it be that in 6 months, even the Ma'adamar of Shiusa is not concerned. He's convinced that you'll have a shul already. Right? That's what Tavis answers at the end. But Tavis says that Zman Gado means 6 months, because we're talking about you're knocking it down for the new season. So his man Gado ain't lachish. So even the Madamar Pshiusa, this was not the mashmalos of Rashi, that the Madamar Pshiusa is only word of Pshiusa of maximum 6 months. more than 6 months, he's not concerned with Pshiyusa. That's what Taivis is saying.
Because yes, as soon as 6 months come, you have the other shul.
No. 6 months, Taivis is saying, Ain lo Hashem Yivshano, because in the 6 months, you need this shul. I have the two shuls. That was the other teretz, because I have the other shul. We're not working with that teretz. We're working with the teretz, you need this shul. But pshat is, this shul is only going to be needed in 6 months from now. So if the fact that the shul is not ready for the first 6 months, when anyway we weren't dabbling in that shul for 6 months, who cares? So what Taivis is saying is that you're knocking down, as soon as the season's over, you knock down the winter shul. Now for 6 months, it's irrelevant, because you're anyway, you wouldn't dive in here even if there was a shul. So you have 6 months to rebuild this shul. If you get this shul up in 6 months, nothing was lost by knocking it down. So the Adam Rav Pshiyusa is saying there's absolutely nothing to be worried about, because by 6 months, Pshiyusa, that already we're not concerned. So therefore, the of course, there's no problem. So it comes out that the Amar Pshiyusa is like a middle amount of time. He's not concerned. He doesn't agree with Tzeluye that short amount of time is a concern. Tzeluye is worried about the short amount of time that it takes to build a shul, even without any Pshiyah. The Amar Pshiyusa says if that was the only problem, a short amount of time, we wouldn't be worried. But you know what? We're worried because it might take longer. But how much longer? Not 6 months. So it means that it's a little bit arbitrary that he's not worried about a short amount of time, because that's okay. He's not concerned with a short amount of time, and he's not worried about a long amount of time. But there's a middle amount of time which is bothering him.
It sounds very. But Kaita, it's only 2 months.
What?
Kaita is only 2 months.
Who's
no,
that?
No, 6 months.
Tyson said, Shalhei Kaita is more than the.
I don't know.
Probably 3 months.
I don't know if this is. I thought that they divided the year in half. I don't know.
So it's like very arbitrary, what he's saying. He's not. He doesn't believe in delays, but he doesn't believe in too long of delays.
He believes in delays, and also I think it's arbitrary is that he's not concerned about the lack of davening for the amount of time it'll take to build it. That doesn't concern him. But a delay, see, if according to the way Rashi learned, it's good. He's not concerned with the amount of time of not having a sluye, but he's concerned about not having a shul. Okay, that I hear. There's something mystical about having a shul. You need to minyanim. I don't know. But Taivis is saying, no, he's not worried about not having a shul. We'll get that shul up. 6 months from now, we'll definitely have a shul. So then he's concerned basically for the Tzeluye for the 6 months. So for the interim. So then why isn't he concerned? What does he need Pshia for? There's not lack of Tzeluye right away.
So maybe we can split and say that whatever is needed, yeah, to build the new shul, that is okay with, that you don't have a place to daven. You need 2 weeks, you know, you got 2 weeks. But now if you're going to start being negligent and this and that, it's going to be 2-3 months that was not needed, that he's against.
Okay, maybe that's just fair. In other words, since Taivis is arguing in Rashi, where we're reading it, and he holds that it's a Pshiyusa, so you're saying that Pshiyusa is not only a Heichitimsa of how it happened, but Pshiyusa is part of the reason. Since it's a Pshiyusa, so the you know, the sentence of Pshiyusa, so that's why we're upset. Fakir, that is, it could be, Taivis might also agree that Aynas could happen, but then that we don't care. You know, that's what you would say also, that maybe the reason why Taivis might argue with Rashi, with the Mug and Avram, according to Sandy, it'd be an interesting question. Why does Taivis argue with Rashi and doesn't hold the Aynas? So the simple answer is because Aynas is not so common. But I know, especially according to Tysus, that we're talking about only Aynas, short-term Aynas. I don't know, it's not so common. So the way Sandy's saying it is that Taivis says, because Aynas, then we wouldn't be bothered. Okay, so if it's an Aynas, then the fact that you don't have a place to daven is not nishkaferach. Then it's an oinas. We're only concerned that you don't have a place to daven when your pshia caused that. Because then it's an avlo. You're not davening because of your pshia. You're not davening because of an oinas. So, okay. So then that's an oinas. Right? And that's an interesting possibility. It's an interesting possibility. So then, what are we saying that for? Why are you saying that? Forgot already?
Why did he say the same thing about pigeon?
That it's not arbitrary that much anymore. It's not. We were saying that like it's kind of arbitrary, and what is the amount of time that they require?
Oh, in other words, we were bothered. I forgot even the question. See, they had guys having the guys in my shear, and I said, "What's wrong with them?" And I forgot myself. And then we were asking a question that how come he needs a svar of Shiyusa? That was the question. In other words, why does a man the Amar of Shiyusa need the svar of Shiyusa? So Bishlama, before Titus came along, he needed the svar of Shiyusa because the whole point is he's afraid that you'll never have a shul. You'll never have a shul. That's only because of Shiyusa or Inus, whatever. But according to Titus, and he's only afraid of the delay. So there's always a delay. Even without Shiyusa, there's a certain amount of delay. It takes time to build a shul. And, you know, like, and are you going to start making chizukim? I think this is very much, very much better because you say, well, in the time of Chazal, they built shuls faster. And if today, when they build shuls slower, so you're going to say the Mount Darab Shiyusa is going to be more machmir. You know, there's, let's say you had a case like David says, you don't have to worry because the Korv HaChaim. But it takes more time to build the shul. So then David say the halacha changes. It's only mutter because they could build shuls quickly. But if they would jewel, you know, like it doesn't. It's a little bit, you know, like you know. There's so you know. There's a question is the Madamar that says once David says that Pshiyusa also agrees that the shul is going to get built. So the problem is a temporary lack of shul. So then why isn't he concerned even a temporary lack of shul even without Shiyusa? Right? That was the question we asked. That's a good question. So Sandy's answering that the Madamar of Shiyusa is only concerned of a temporary lack of shul when it comes about because of your Pshia. That's a very nice answer. In other words, according to Rashi, the Madamar of Shiyusa means we will never have a shul. That's a horrible thing. There'll never be a shul here. The shul will come to an end. The shul will close up, and the shul will close down. That's a terrible tragedy. Shul to close down, never to be rebuilt. Whatever it is, a whole ki'ida is destroyed, uprooted. That's a terrible thing. Either the different shul. So what? There's a ki'ida here. It's being wiped out. But according to Taisvis, the problem is not that the kiddah is going to, I'm sorry, we just finished this thought, that it's not that the kiddah will be wiped out, because in the last teretz, it'll be in 6 months, you're definitely going to build it. So then what's the problem? So Sandy's saying the problem is Shiyusa, that it's a Shia that you're not davening. Yeah, I'm sorry, what'd you say? I'm sorry?
If they have two shuls, they're forever not going to build a shul.
What?
Like Sof Sefer says, nobody's chayshus for that. That they'll never rebuild the shul. Of course.
No, that's not what the Ksav Seifer, I don't believe the Ksav Seifer said that. The Ksav Seifer said that no one hoped that they would never dig the shul only because of Shia. But once there's an Ines and then the Shia, then they do all that they will never build the shul.
Okay, so that's
the reason why Rashi made this Ukimta is because Fakir, without the double whammy, it wouldn't come out to care. The problem is that they're never going to build a shul. Rashi is bothered by a problem. How could it be? What? Klal Yisrael, Yasa, Avla, they're not going to build a shul. Tarit says, he's saying that because of the double whammy, that first they got the Ines and all their money that they collected got taken away, and now you have to start from scratch again, so then they might come to never build a shul. That's what I believe the Ksav Seifer is saying, unless I'm misquoting it. I think that's what he said.
What's the oi?
Another answer. Tzivos has five different answers. I think it's five to his question. Tzivos has a question. There's two to shyness. The first lashon that's in the same place, so it's simple. It's considered a tiyua. No problem. This problem solved. The second is in two different places, so then it's shver. So he has five different answers. Either he makes it a kimta, all of them are a little bit daichik. Either he makes it a kimta that it's tiyua, which is obviously daichik, because you're making a kimta. Second one is that since you have a shul in another place, ein v'achish, which is again tiyika de amri. That third one is because there's a chayv the core ein v'achish, and the fourth I said there's only four. Or is man gadol ein v'achish? So he has four answers.
What's the last answer?
He's only going to need the shul in 6 months from now, and in 6 months there's no possibility of pshiyusa.
Oiv is man
gadol kol kach ein v'achish. That should make it shorter because it's going to be in 6 months. It's reversed the way the lashon is reversed, right? Since man gadol kol kach,
ein lachish, and he won't build the shul. Ein lachish to pshia. We're not nervous that the pshia is going to happen by 6 months. He'll definitely have a shul up, even with all the pshias.
Does Rashi hold that it was the same shul?
What?
Does Rashi hold that it was the same shul?
We don't know. I don't see any indication Rashi either way. So I don't know. Unless you see an indication. If you have a diuk, I'll listen. But I didn't see any diuk in Rashi which way. So we don't know.
I don't know which way Rashi.
Because Rashi said that it was one.
What Rashi said?
He said plural. It's a singular.
Which Rashi says what?
Place.
Where is it the same place?
Base Knesset Hoyo.
That's the one the Moisachoyref. Then he's going to the one the Meir.
No, then come on. Then the Moisachoyref Ayyarachav. The Moisachayitz, it was a different. But the comma after the Hoyo, you could argue. If I may.
I don't know. Base Knesset Hoyo. I think you could read it either way. So I don't see, the proof from Rashi.
Is it possible that terrace number four is not really terrace number four?
Why? What do you mean? Is that that?
It's terrace. It's another modification. Shmuel, take it away.
Another what?
Modification.
Another example of Ein Lachish.
Yeah.
Oh, it's because of Ein Lachish, it's man rav. No, but it's also, we had to come out to Sandy Schmooze.
He's building on Sandy Schmooze. He's reducing Sandy Schmooze a little bit.
Other v'oy, this is v'oy, then this is an oy.
Doesn't sound like v'oy is the fourth teretz. When Tosfos means the fourth teretz, he says v'oy nira, v'oy. Sounds like it's taking Sandy Schmooze, and if you don't like Sandy Schmooze all the way, that there won't be a delay, at least won't be such a long delay.
Okay, I hear. Okay.
You want to attach, it to the Korbach Home?
Yeah, I don't know. That sounds a little... Cool, I hear the lotion, but it sounds a little bit like, a piecemeal. Like you're mixing two things together. So I don't know.
The lotion definitely sounds that way. Look at the number three. Ein lachush, shema yivshu. Oh, you call kach ein lachush. He used the same word, ein lachush. Doesn't say v'oid.
Okay, I hear. Okay, maybe it's a possibility. I hear. We'll have to see. So let's do for tomorrow. There's a marsha and a rab that they both go through the whole Tisus. Very unusual that they both decide to explain Tisus. It's very unusual. Marav is not so unusual. Marshaw is unusual. He's just explaining like Parshat Shana and Tisus. It's an unusual type of Marshaw that he runs through the steps of Tisus. Marav runs through all the steps of Tisus. So let's look at both of them and see if they say, different than us, same as us, clarify anything. And we'll see. Okay. Hi, Yishikayach, everybody.
Thank you, Rebbe.
Okay, thank you.